Hey, it's Wednesday, it's hump day, it's the middle of the week, and not only is it the middle of the week, but it's you Americans, it's the day before Thanksgiving. And for Canadians, it's today that Canada reemerges back in the World Cup of soccer. Yes, Canada, I know you Americans are used to seeing it, but we Canadians haven't seen a Canadian national team in the World Cup in 36 years. I was a teenager running home from school during exams to watch Canada play, go 0-3, never score a goal. So boy, am I excited for today's game. But I am so not excited by this World Cup. Not the World Cup itself. And don't get me wrong, I'm a huge sports fan. And when I'm flying solo and my friend Stuart is off on Thanksgiving break, but when I fly solo, I start to talk about life and sports and this and that. And you know what pisses me off is when sports gets in the way of real life, common sense, decency. All right, now let me get started. The World Cup of Soccer, the great World Cup of Soccer, the 2022 version, is being played in Qatar, not Cotter. Qatar. And Qatar is an autocratic, feudalistic society, an Islamic society, which I have no problem with Islam, but Muslim law is the law. And this country, when it was awarded in 2010, the World Cup, the first reaction was, you're giving this tiny, wealthy but tiny country the World Cup. Why? Corruption was thrown as the accusations and whatever, and FIFA had been mired for years in corruption and other problems. But here we are. Oh, by the way, the FIFA at one point was no better than the Olympics. But here we are, and FIFA hands it over. And I mean, this is the same organization that gave it to Russia in 2018. So obviously corruption and all these kinds of things doesn't mean very much to FIFA. It's just about, you know, let's just give it away. Whoever has the best bid. Now, in 4 years from now, it's in Canada, Mexico, and the United States. The three countries got together. They're put a co-op bid in 2026. Very exciting. But let's talk about 2022's version. Qatar. Now, the problem with Qatar is that it knew, as a Muslim country, this is why I started with that, as a Muslim country, it knew that one of the biggest sponsors is Budweiser. Beer! I mean, what sports without beer? And yet, here we go. Beer! Muslim country, you can't drink! It's against Muslim law. And they knew it. And they agreed. And Budweiser paid a fortune, millions of dollars, to be the exclusive sponsor. I mean, this is Heineken. Heineken was the beer when you talked about world soccer. And here, Budweiser is gone in. Wouldn't you know it, on Friday, the day, 2 days before the kickoff between Qatar and Ecuador to launch the World Cup, the Qatari government says, no beer. We're banning alcohol. How interesting. You made a deal. You knew beer was part of the game. You agreed. And you changed your mind because you said it was just not acceptable. Now, by the way, I was fortunate enough to take this PR, whatever you want to call it, flipped it. And now they're making good on it. But this is one example of how the Qatari government works. They cannot be trusted. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a government, and as I said from the beginning, that it's just autocratic. They don't care. There are human rights violations up the wazoo. Have you seen these stadiums? They're gorgeous. They're absolutely stunning. The one where they had the opening ceremonies, it looks like a Bedouin tent. gorgeous, stunning. And what? And who built these? Well, migrant workers. You see, they imported from Southeast Asia and from other Arab countries workers. The Guardian in England accused in 2021 Qatar of 6,500 deaths of migrants due to poor conditions, terrible oppressive working conditions. Death of 6,500. Now, the number has gone up to as much as 15,000. Nobody knows the number because the Qatari government has neither denied nor accepted the claim. They just blew it off. And again, that's okay. See, the world turned a blind eye to Qatar. There are no United Nations, you know, resolutions. God forbid. Because the other Arab bloc would stop it. But Qatar is a well-known human rights violator. Doesn't matter. Those beautiful stadiums that you saw were on the backs of workers whose slaves, they were slaves, and they died. And no one cared. No one in the Western world cared. United Nations didn't care. Again, you could read up on this. These accusations are everywhere, and Qatar is basically saying, who cares? I don't care about what you have to accuse me. We're rich. We're beautiful. We care less about you. Gianni Infante, the FIFA president, stood on, you know, and it was on the day, on the night before, and had a press conference and absolutely berated anybody who tried to attack Qatar. I mean, look at this. It's like standing with the devil. That's okay. We're good. He says, I am a Qatari today. Which means what, Gianni? Means you support the Qatari government? Because that's what it sounded like. Gianni Infante refused to let anyone criticize the Qatari government. He sat right next to the head of the state, with a big smile on his face, as the biggest games opened up. He was thrilled. He had no problem. He loved it. Didn't care. But said, you are not to accuse and to piss off Qatar. Now, I'm paraphrasing because he didn't use the word piss off. And then he goes to berate the Western world that we have been oppressing for 3,000 years. I mean, what kind of nut bar is he goes, here, let me read this quote. What we Europeans have been doing for the last 3,000 years, we should be apologizing for the next 3,000 years before starting to give moral lessons. Wow. Gianni. Infante. Gianni, wake up. It's your problem. Stop with the wokeism. What kind of statement is that? We know about history, and you're letting it repeat. Thank you for giving Qatar the World Cup and letting no one say a word. Speaking of not saying a word, many of the soccer players wanted to wear an armband. This armband was a support of LGBTQ rights. You see, unfortunately, gay is illegal in Qatar. You go to jail for 3 years. Imagine that. Now, before I continue this thing, if you watch the opening ceremonies, of which Morgan Freeman, with the greatest voice, was there and was talking to, you know, to an Arab who had no legs and talked about bringing the world together, that opening the doors to the whole world to come into Qatar. But if you're gay, you go to jail. And soccer players were really not happy about this and wanted to wear an armband with one love on it, colorful, with a heart, to protest the Qatari government's treatment of the LGBTQ community. Now, remember what I said. Gianni Infante refused to let anyone say anything negative about the Qatari government. And what does he do? He threatens every soccer player, if they wear the armband, they will get what's called a yellow card. For those of you who are not familiar with soccer, a yellow card is a warning. Get two yellow cards and you're suspended for a game. If you're playing a regular season with 35 games, what's a game? Not such a big deal. But in a tournament like this in the World Cup, where you have a total of about 8 games maximum, you are not going to get suspended for a game, especially if you're a top player. Harry Kane from England was one of those people who wanted to do it. And as soon as Gianni Infante dropped that writ, decided, nope, you get a yellow card, all the players stopped. They didn't wear the band. The amazing thing of what's happened here is that sports is supposed to help us. We've seen it so many times throughout history. We saw what protests happened in the 1936 Olympics. We saw the protests in the 1968 Olympics. We also saw the darkest side in the 1972 Olympics with the death of the 11 Israeli soldiers and coaches. We saw when people are permitted to protest, to send messages, change occurs. But of course not, because you cannot upset the Qatari government. Now, how nice of them to say that women don't have to wear a hijab, but women are being harassed on the streets because they're not wearing a hijab. You've got no alcohol. You've been promised, okay, we understand. We'll take it back. No alcohol. But then you can't say anything. Because in this society, only the leader matters. Everyone else's voice is worthless. And when Gianni Infante says that the Europeans, which he also means Canada, the United States, Mexico, and other countries, we're all not allowed to say a word. Now, I'm a kind of a pissed because going into these World Cup, where are all these countries to open their mouth? Canada stayed quiet. US stayed quiet. England stayed quiet. France stayed quiet. Spain stayed quiet. Portugal stayed quiet. Germany stayed quiet. Holland stayed quiet. Shall I go on? All these countries are there. All of these countries are at this World Cup. And all of these countries stayed quiet. So to hell with the rules. To hell with, you know, the fact that migrant workers died to build these beautiful stadiums. To hell with the fact that they banned alcohol. Whatever, and they lied. Okay, what about the LGBTQ community? Where are all these woke folk who yell and scream that in our world, in the Western world, the LGBTQ community is under threat and is oppressed? Look what's going on in Qatar. Why aren't you protesting? Where aren't you going in front of the embassy? Why are all the soccer players not doing anything? Because Gianni Infante, the president of FIFA, has decided that this is the non-protest soccer game. That we will not permit anyone to protest. Kudos to the Iranian soccer team for not singing their national anthem, because they're not happy with what's going on in Iran. God knows what's going to happen when they get back, but at least they did something. Thanks to Gianni Infante, though, the rest of the soccer world is too scared. For Canada, this is their first time in the World Cup in 36 years. Is this why you're not going to say anything? Mr. Trudeau, Mr. Biden, all the rest of the Western leaders, you're so proud of your countries to go to this World Cup, but yet you're not saying anything. Your silence speaks volumes, and you only empower Gianni Infante even more. I know that the German Federation, Soccer Federation, said they will not vote him back in. And okay, let's see if that happens. But shame, shame on all these Western countries. With all their lies, their promises, and their protests. But the moment they have to do something, not only do they chicken out, but the head honcho puts it down in such a way that the Qataris win, that the propaganda machine wins, that they get to do and say and promote themselves in such a way that you and I aren't allowed to express ourselves. That kind of suppression is amazing. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the 2022 World Cup. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to wish all my American friends a wonderful Thanksgiving. I hope you have a great time. Turkey, turkey, gobble, gobble. Enjoy yourselves. To my Canadian friends, stay warm. Hope you have a good one. And I'll catch you on Friday. Stay well, everyone.